Ezekiel 39. You, son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, now Gog is the person we read of in chapter 38 who's going to lead this group of 10 nations to come and attack Israel in the last days, just before Jesus comes back. So this is a prophecy against this man Gog. Behold, I am against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn you around, and will lead you on, and will cause you to come up from the uttermost parts of the north, and I will bring you on the mountains of Israel. Well, this is very much the language of how God dealt with Assyria and Babylon. And, of course, they are described as the king of the north in the Bible. And so this man who comes from the north against Israel, with his various nations supporting him, I would say that this is all talking about an invasion of Israel in the last days by all those various nations that are within the land promised to Abraham, from the Euphrates to the river of Egypt, led by some sort of antichrist figure, by some charismatic leader. And they will want to come and invade, and yet God will use them and he will egg them on. This is what God does. He never forces people against their will, but rather his spirit encourages people in the way in which they want to go, both positively and in this case negatively. I will strike your bow out of your hand and will cause your arrows to fall. You shall fall on the mountains of Israel, you and all your hordes and the peoples who are with you. I will give you to the birds of prey of every sort and to the animals of the field to be devoured. You shall fall on the open field, for I have spoken it, says the Lord Yahweh. I will send a fire on Magog and on those who dwell confidently along the sea coasts, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. My holy name will I make known in the midst of my people Israel, neither will I allow my holy name to be profaned any more. And the nations shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One in Israel. So I think that when Jesus returns to the earth, the kingdom of God will be established, and because of this great victory of God and Jesus against this group of invaders, the nations will come to know Yahweh. Now, to know Yahweh means to recognize him, to accept him. And many of these people will know Yahweh too late at the Day of Judgment. But I think that the other people on the earth, or perhaps just in the land promised to Abraham, who haven't had that opportunity, will then see, wow, the God of Israel is the one and true God. And they will want to come to him. Behold, it has come and it is done, says the Lord Yahweh. This is the day about which I have spoken. This is the great day of the Lord, the day when the Lord Jesus will openly intervene in the affairs of men and establish God's kingdom. Those who dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall make fires of the weapons and burn them, the shields, the bucklers, the bows and arrows, the war clubs and spears, and they shall make fires of them 7 years. They shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forests, for they shall make fires of the weapons, and they shall plunder those who plundered them, and rob those who robbed them, says the Lord Yahweh. It shall happen in that day that I will give to Gog a place for burial in Israel, the valley of those who pass through on the east of the sea, and it shall stop those who pass through. There shall they bury Gog and all his multitudes, and they shall call it the Valley of Hamon Gog. 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying them, that they may cleanse the land. Yes, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them for a renown in the day that I shall be glorified, says the Lord Yahweh. After the 7 months are over, men will be chosen to travel through the land in order to find and bury those bodies remaining on the ground so that they can cleanse the land. They shall go up and down the land, and when anyone sees a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it until the undertakers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. Hamona shall also be the name of a city. Thus shall they cleanse the land. So the picture here is that finally there will be no trace left of all those who have hated God's people, of all those who have refused God's ways, that the earth will be cleansed. And at last there will finally be even no sign, not even a bone, not even any indication of all the wickedness that there has been on the face of the earth. It will be like after the flood, that it was all swept away. You, son of man, thus says the Lord Yahweh, speak thus to the birds and to every animal of the field, assemble yourselves and come, gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice on the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty, drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats. You shall eat fat until you be full, and drink blood until you are drunk of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. You shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men and all men of war, says the Lord Yahweh. So all human strength is going to be destroyed. All human military might and power is going to come to absolutely nothing. This is the great theme of the prophets, that Egypt, that the power of the sword, that horses and chariots, that the latest technology, it will all eventually come to nothing when the kingdom of God is established. So the house of Israel shall know that I am Yahweh their God from that day and forward. The nations shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, and I hid my face from them, so I gave them into the hand of their adversaries, and they fell all of them by the sword. According to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions did I to them, and I hid my face from them. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, now will I bring back the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy on the whole house of Israel, and I will be jealous for my holy name. They shall bear their shame, and all their trespasses by which they have trespassed against me, when they shall dwell securely in their land, and none shall make them afraid, when I have brought them back from the peoples, and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. So the nations will be encouraged to believe in God because of the example of the remnant of Israel, who had sinned, been punished, but had repented. And there's nothing like repentant people who are rejoicing in God's grace to persuade others. They shall know that I am Yahweh their God, in that I caused them to go into captivity among the nations, and have gathered them to their own land. And I will leave none of them any more there, neither will I hide my face any more from them. For I have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, says the Lord Yahweh. So to have the spirit poured out upon you means to be forgiven and to be accepted with God and to be at peace with him. And the promise of the spirit being given is still made to us. We can receive that in our experience if we believe in Jesus and are baptized into him.